to express opinions or make generalized statements. S plus an adjective or a descriptor plus the infinitive. This structure can easily be used in so many contexts to just express an idea or talk about a preference. So instead of using me gusta or quiero or necesito, for example, this construction is super easy, and it almost always involves just the masculine singular form of the adjective. You're talking about a general idea, and that's sometimes called the neuter form, but it's masculine and singular, the one that you learned first, and that's generally in the dictionary, of course. So here we go. Es importante llegar a tiempo. It's important to arrive on time. There we just use the singular form of importante, and it actually doesn't have a masculine or feminine form. Importante is not marked for gender, only number. Es bonito pasar tiempo con familia. It's lovely to spend time with family. Just the idea, spending time with family, we can just put es bonito. We don't have to do anything else to that adjective. So it's good news for everybody. It's ignorant to say such bad things. No es necesario hablar perfectamente. It's not necessary to speak perfectly. No es obligatorio asistir a la reunión. Pero es recomendable. Es recomendable. Fue necesario salir muy temprano. Fue necesario salir muy temprano. It was necessary to leave very early. Here I use ser, the verb ser, in the preterite or simple past tense, fue, it was, to talk about something that already happened. This is a great word just to learn as a single word, even if you do not know the rest of the preterite tense. It's a nice go-to, and everybody can use it. So, fue necesario salir muy temprano. You'll notice that there is no subject pronoun for it in Spanish. Don't worry about it. Just remember that when a sentence begins with es or even fue, it's usually referring to a generic idea, situation, or concept that's already being talked about. And finally, the ir a plus infinitive form. This is called the compound future. It is used very often, very frequently in Spanish, and you can express something that you're going to do or something that someone else would like to do. So I might say something like, voy a nadar en el mar. Voy a nadar en el mar hoy. Today I'm going to swim in the sea, or I'm going to swim in the sea today. If I'd like to ask someone what they will be doing, I could say, ¿Qué va a hacer? ¿Qué va a hacer? What are you going to do? So the moral of the story is that you must conjugate the first verb and leave the second one in the infinitive form. You can add any other phrases on to the end of the sentence, and everything will work just right. Okay, good luck.